Hello, welcome along to the Let's Get Running podcast. Thanks for joining us. I hope you had a good week. If you enjoyed the podcast last week, please hit the subscribe button on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook or do something on Twitter. I'm not really sure what. Anyway, big week in the world of athletics. Tonight is the Monaco Diamond League. It's probably already happened by the time you hear this podcast. The British team for the Rio Games has been announced, which is all very exciting. And Chris Froome showed he had a decent turn of speed in the Tour de France this week after he legged it up the hill when his bike split in a crash. I think that's essentially what happened. Now, the British team, it is exciting to see full teams for the men's and women's 5,000 and 10,000, a full team in the men's marathon, but it's depressing to see only two going for the 1500 metres and 800 metres in both the men's and the women's event, and only two females taken in the marathon this year. It's particularly gutting in the 800. I think Alison Leonard had the qualifying time, but she was ignored for selection. And it's just crazy, really, when you see eight or nine people selected for the 400 metre and 100 metre relay teams. So you take athletes who potentially won't even compete, and yet you leave behind people who have run the qualifying time, but for some reason aren't deemed good enough. It seems very, very strange. However, on this week's podcast, we'll be talking to new British 5,000 metre champion, Andy Bouchard. He is over in Fontenay at the moment. He is preparing himself for Rio, very excitingly, and we had a chat on Skype. Here it is. So Andy, you've just had the news that you're selected for the GB team for Rio. How did you react to that news?
I was delighted, obviously. I knew I was selected after the British Championships as I auto qualified, so I ran the time twice and finished top two in the trials. So I knew as soon as I crossed the line in Birmingham that I was going to be going to Rio, and yeah, I was over the moon. I mean, yeah, I couldn't quite believe it. And then obviously the team gets announced. It just got announced on the weekend, so you can see it actually on paper, and yeah, you're just so excited. Like, you know how hard you've worked, and it's nice that for it all to come together and it be recognised.
Did you think it was a possibility at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, I mean, we thought it was a possibility. We knew it would be hard. When me and my coach sat down at the start of the year and we decided to go for the 5,000 meters, we kind of agreed that we were going to do it. We wanted to get the time twice and finish top two in the trials, so they had to take us. That was our aim and that was our plan at the start of the year.
Have you been running for a while now? When did you kind of realise you had the talent to be able to try and to kind of make a championship like this?
Probably last year when I ran 13:29 in Belgium, I knew the race didn't go perfectly, and then I knew that the standard for the Olympics was only 4 seconds faster. I thought, well, I that's definitely achievable. I didn't know how fast I would go under it, but I knew that it was achievable, and I guess that was the time. So end of season last year.
And how? Where are you now? Where are you preparing for the race?
I'm in a good place right now. I'm fit. I'm healthy. Training's been going really well. I'm faster than I ever have been, I think. So we'll test the legs in London at the Diamond League in a week's time, and then we'll just see what we have to improve on from there. But obviously, there's not much more we can do. It's only, I think, maybe 3 weeks till the race, 2.5 weeks till the race. So yeah, just little bits and bobs that we can sort out. We'll do that.
Yeah, and you're training in Fontenay at the moment.
Yeah, up in Fontenay, that's at Altitude Camp with most of the British team, distance-wise. We've been here for about 3 weeks now, and the team will be here up until they head off to Rio.
Perfect. And are you training with the other guys, or do you do most of the sessions on your own up there?
We try and mix together when we can, but obviously there are times when you have to go alone and when your sessions just don't match up. But we'll do most of our runs together as a group.
Yeah.
So we've got a good atmosphere here.
And what is your training like at the moment? Are you kind of just trying to sharpen up, or are you still putting in some big weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it's, when you're on training camp, it obviously gets ramped up a little bit. It's hard not to run big weeks. And the sessions that I'm doing are more 1500 meter based sort of stuff. So I'm kind of getting a mixture of the endurance workouts from running and then the speed stuff from on the track. So yeah, so I enjoy this kind of work. I enjoy fast stuff on the track.
What's an example of a session you've done recently that
Session I've done recently, I did 1K and then 2 200s and times three, and the K's are at just faster than race pace, and the 200 meters are just around about 800 meter pace, so
Wow.
fast.
They're quite short in volume, but with plenty of quality in them.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, wicked. Do you bother sort of tracking your mileage and stuff, or do you just kind of
I
do it
have a
more?
diary. I keep track of the runs that I do. I'm not obsessed with it.
No.
I'm not a slave to the watch, or as some people say. But yeah, I do like to make sure that I get a good amount of mileage done, and I like to be running a lot. I don't want to be resting.
And who's your coach at the moment?
I've had the same coach my whole life.
Wow.
A guy called Derek Easton. He's a volunteer coach as well. So unpaid, and just does it because he enjoys the sport, which is great.
Wow. And then, kind of, you made a really big breakthrough probably this year with the qualification time for Rio. What do you think led to that?
It's been a mixture of things. So I was in Flagstaff for 2 months leading to my first race up at a very high altitude, and I was training very hard. That definitely helped get the first standard, and I think the confidence levels for me have shot right up just running so well. I just get more and more confident, and I think that's a massive part too.
And has your training changed in any way?
It hasn't really. So I quit work maybe a year ago, just less than a year ago. So I kind of gone full time, which meant that I could recover a lot easier from my runs, and I could run a little bit more. So it wasn't a massive change. It was just every little detail got put up just a little bit, and then it's made
Yeah.
a large effect, I think. There's nothing drastically changed. Just
Yeah.
everything's been toned up just to the next level.
And so we talk about being a bit more confident there going into the races. Do you think your mindset's changed, like, particularly with you? I mean, you've won various national titles this year. Do you think your mindset's changed going into those races?
Yeah, definitely has. Even internationally as well, I'm a lot more confident than I have been in the past. I'm not scared of any runner, and I always want to race. I don't shy away from racing. If I could race every day, I would. So, yeah, at the moment, every race I've run this year has gone well, and it just makes me more and more confident. So I just want to keep racing more.
And obviously with Rio just around the corner, how do you feel about that? What would be an ideal result for you at Rio?
I mean, this is my first major championship, so it's going to be a learning experience. I know that. I know there's going to be lots of things that are going to happen that I won't have even thought about. So I'm just trying to prepare myself mentally for everything. But in the race, I'm hoping to get to the final 5K. I know it'll be hard. There's a lot of fast guys in the race, but I think
Yeah.
I'm just as talented as everyone in there. So if I can get to the final and then see what happens, I'll be very happy.
You doing anything specifically to mentally prepare yourself? So.
Not really. I don't know what to expect. So it's more just sort of unknown. So I'm just trying to stay relaxed as possible. I'm not really thinking too much about Rio just yet. I know I've got to get through the next race first, and then I'll concentrate on what I'm going to be doing.
What's the race at London? Is it 5K, or are you doing
Yeah,
50?
I'm doing 5K in London. Yeah, so the field looks really good so far from what I've seen. Obviously, Mo Farah's going to be racing, so I know it'll be a tasty race, but
Yeah.
it'll be a good one to see what my legs are like right now after this training camp, and then
Yeah.
obviously I can just take it from there and prepare myself as best as I can before Rio.
And it must be, I can only speak for myself, but it must be interesting having sort of seen Mo growing up, seeing him win titles and all this sort of thing on the track, sort of double Olympic champion, and now being in the same training camp as him and going along to all the races. Do you feel an equal of Mo now in the camp there, or do you still feel a bit starstruck when you first met him?
I don't think I was starstruck when I met him. Obviously, he's an incredible athlete, but there's so many different athletes that you meet, and you're just gonna have to get on with it now. Because, I mean, definitely sometimes you take a step back and just think, wow, like I'm here right now on the track with Mo or on the track with anyone. And it does take a little bit to sink in, but if you just can try and forget about it, I mean, we all have the job to do. We all have this is what we work for. We all do the same thing, and I think when you think of it like that, you just get it done.
And post Rio,
Mm-hmm.
what's your goal after that? You've won You won Liverpool, didn't you, on the cross country?
No, I've never won Liverpool.
Ah,
no, I've not.
But you've been in and around.
Yes, I've been around it. Yeah. Yeah, obviously, I'll run cross country this year again. I'll do Liverpool. I'll hopefully do European cross country championships if I get selected, and then we'll have to think about next year already. I mean, it's crazy how fast sort of athletics world is, and there's always something like around the corner to aim for. So. Yeah. It's non-stop.
And you've got a long career ahead of you. You're in your early 20s now.
Yes. Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah. Provided injury-free and everything like that. Yeah, I mean, I've still got a good few more years left in me, and this is just the start. So hopefully I can just keep pushing and working hard.
I've spoken to a few Scottish athletes
in previous episodes of the podcast.
Yep.
And talked about kind of this period that you guys, the Scottish athletes, are having.
Mm-hmm.
Do you kind of have any... insight into why there is such a kind of a strong group of Scottish athletes coming through at the moment?
I've spoken to a few of the Scottish athletes about this because it's quite a hot topic at the moment, especially in Scotland. And I think we've kind of agreed that it's a build-up of 2012 Olympics when a few Scots made it, and then obviously the Commonwealth Games came to Glasgow, and then a lot of Scots obviously made that team, and it just made them realise that the Olympics was a lot closer than they actually thought it was. So a lot of folk have worked very, very hard the past few years, and it's good to see, and it's good that they're getting selected. And I mean, it's unbelievable to have 15 athletes at Rio. It's just incredible.
The interesting thing Robbie said, Robbie Simpson, mm-hmm. the mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
As he was saying, you got lots of opportunities to run in an international vest when you're younger. So you said about not feeling overawed now when you're stepping out with these athletes. I guess the more international competition you get involved with, the less you feel it's such a big deal.
Yeah.
And it's then an easier thing to get tested.
Yeah, Robbie's right. I mean, as a junior in Scotland and even as a senior in Scotland, there's so many opportunities to put the vest on. So you gain a lot of experience at a young age with Scottish athletics. That, I mean, Scottish athletics are definitely really, really good, and they've upped their game massively the past few years. So I think for the next generation, the kids that are just starting out, I reckon it could be great for them as well.
And are you based back in Scotland when you were at home?
Yes, yeah, I'm based in Stirling in Scotland.
Is it good for training around there?
Yeah, it's perfect. I mean, I'd say it's a bit of a triathlete swimming mecca. I mean, we have a really good swimming team. Most of the Scottish swimmers are there. But we have the Scottish Institute of Sport base is there too. So, I mean, you have all the sort of physio and support staff that you need. And for me, there's hundreds of miles of trails, so I'm happy.
Lovely. And how did you get into running originally?
I played football as a kid, football and tennis, and there was school cross countries. I remember doing them maybe the last couple of years of school, and I ran reasonably well. And then I got invited to go to my local training club, and then from then I just took it on. But I didn't take it all that seriously. It was more just sort of for fun because a few of my friends went, and then as they started to leave the group, I started to get a little bit better, and then I just kind of pushed on from there, and then now I'm here.
And do you think there was a particular kind of skill? Because I mean, a lot of runners, you can tell us that they're particularly sort of naturally talented, but some are particularly like they adapt well to the training. Do you think you had a particular sort of talent for it then, or has it been through training that you've developed?
I think it's a bit of both, really. I mean, there's only so much distance talent can take you, and then you kind of have to put the work in. So I wouldn't say I was talented when I first joined the group. I wasn't. You wouldn't have looked at me and said, "Oh, he's going to be an Olympic athlete when he's older." I definitely wasn't like that. But I think after a few years of sort of putting in some hard effort, talent then started to show, and then from then on, I worked a little bit harder, and it just kind of worked well. So, a good mixture of both.
You're a little kind of maybe stockier, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
Traditional endurance runner. No. What kind of are your strengths as a runner? Do you think?
I think I am quite a strong runner. I'm not someone that's going to ever fall away from a fast pace, and I quite enjoy sort of a few last lap burn ups. I enjoy like a bit of a grind towards the end of the race. But I like to think I have a little bit of a kick too, even though it might not be that fast, but I can kick sometimes.
And do you see yourself,
your future on the track?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not. I love road. I love road running. I love cross country. But I don't think I will move to marathon anytime soon. It's not my cup of tea. I'll stay to 5K for as long as I can. And then if I have to move to 10K, then I'll do that. But for me, 5K right now is a good place to be.
And looking back, if in 10 years' time, maybe give you longer than that, but in maybe 20 years' time, yeah. If you look back on your career, and
what would you like to achieve? What would you like to look back on and be proud of?
I'm already really proud of getting Scottish records. I mean, two this year. I'd like to get another one if I could. Don't know what distance, but I would like to get another Scottish record. And for me, the aim is to obviously become Olympic finalist. And in the future, if you can get to the level where I could maybe medal, then yeah, I'd love to medal at a major games. But I'm still a long way away from that. So right now, yeah, I'm very happy with my Scottish records and my titles. So
fantastic. A bit of a thorny issue, but obviously there's a lot of interest at the moment in doping.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been kind of various kind of busts, like with the Jamal Aden group,
yep,
and things like that. Do you go into the race with it in your mind, or is it just not an issue for you?
It's not really an issue. I mean, I obviously know that there's drugs in every single sport. Athletics is obviously getting looked on right now in the spotlight. Honestly, it doesn't bother me, because it kind of makes me laugh, because I just kind of think that they're on drugs potentially. If they are, then they're not doing that good, because I'm just next to them and I'm not on drugs. So it makes me think that, it just makes me feel more confident in myself. So it's a win-win situation for me. It makes me feel better. But obviously, I think it's a joke, and I do hope that if people are on drugs, then I hope they get caught, and I hope that they get given what they deserve, to be honest.
Yeah, you're right. Nice long band.
Yeah. Yeah. Very long band.
Excellent. So I've only got three more questions
yeah.
to go, and they're kind of quick fire ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask to every single person I speak to. Mm-hmm. And the first question is, what is your favourite make or model of running shoes? So it's favourite of all time. Could be one you used to wear when you were 12 or whatever.
Favourite make or model running shoes? To be honest, I know this is probably bad because I'm saying a sponsored shoe, but right now I really enjoy running in the New Balance 880s.
Yeah?
So, yeah, they're just a good shoe for like, lots of mileage, but they're really comfy, and I've not had any issues with my feet or anything like that at all. So, in my opinion, yeah, by far the best shoe I've worn.
Technology keeps getting better, so they're bound to get better as time goes on, aren't they?
Yeah.
So currently, it's probably a good bet.
Yeah.
The second one is, can you recommend either a book, film, TV show, or another podcast that you listen to?
I listen to Radio 1 podcasts occasionally, right. And I really like John Grisham books.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Any particular one?
They're all very similar, but yeah, it's my kind of style. I enjoy it.
Perfect. And the final question is, in your opinion, what is the greatest endurance running performance of all time?
Ooh. Probably Haile Gebrselassie versus Paul Targat in 10K final.
Yeah. Sydney.
Yeah.
That's a great one. That's been mentioned two or three times, I think.
Do you want me to do a different one then?
No, that's perfect. The more votes, it's either been, so far, it's either been him and Tergat, or it's been Paula and her marathon. So
Okay, yeah.
Obviously, those are the two.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Sammy Wanjiru and his Beijing to come up. That'll come up soon, I hope. But yeah, it was an amazing race. I think the best race of all time, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of.
Absolutely incredible. Excellent. Well, thanks a lot.
No worries.
Good luck.
Thank you so much.
For London first.
Cheers.
And then for Rio.
Thank you very much.
Sure, it's going to go great. And we'll all be looking out. Hopefully, we'll see you in the final.
Thanks, Sean. Cheers.
Excellent. Cheers, man. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.